This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. So I try to give you guys, you know, the bare bones, you know, the straight and gritty, right? Straight skinny on stuff. I don't give you the straight skinny because I have a lisp. It's really hard to say the S words. But a lot of people think that this second wave or all these reports of cases is supposed to be a ploy or whatever. I'm telling you right now, we are seeing hospitalizations up. All right. We are seeing people getting sick. I am having people call. I'm swearing to you. All right. I mean, I wouldn't be BSing it. Trust me. I want to calm things down. I want COVID to go away. I don't want the country shutting down. But I am going to be honest. The calls are coming in. All right. And we're seeing younger people having shortness of breath, fever, cough. It is real. But the number one thing I'm asked, which I've been asked actually now for the past month or two, is now what? What do I do? What can I do? So they get diagnosed. Some of them get diagnosed with COVID. They get their test back. Health department or whoever tested them says they're positive. Now what? Meanwhile, they're watching the news, hearing people go on ventilators, hearing people need to be put, you know, prone position. They're not getting hydroxychloroquine anymore. They might be getting remdesivir and steroids and azithromycin and zinc and vitamin C and all that. So they're like oxygen and treatments. And they're like, well, okay, so what do I do now? And the medical community and the NIH doesn't have any recommendations that is evidence-based for what you do once you're diagnosed with it. Now, people don't like to think that they just have to wait for something to happen. So people are calling in going, well, wait a second. So do I just wait until I can't breathe anymore? What do I do? So I thought we'd just spend a couple seconds here, minutes here, just kind of breaking down what you do. Okay? So you go to work. You have a great day at work. All of a sudden, you get pulled over by your manager saying, somebody at work has COVID. He needs you to go get tested or go get checked out. You hear that, and all of a sudden you're like, oh, gosh, my throat feels dry. Or, oh, you know, I am feeling warm. Oh, no. All right, so now you're waiting for your test, and you're like, well, what do I do? Can I drink that lemon juice concoction? So let me tell you about this lemon juice. So over the Internet, they're talking about how you could drink lemon juice with hot water, with some sodium bicarb, because they're trying to alkalize your pH and all that. Unfortunately, no studies have shown that it works. The lemon juice might be giving you vitamin C. The heat from the hot water might be helping to induce circulation and might be inducing your immune system. But in terms of trying to affect your body's pH, we don't have studies saying that that works. So doing the whole lemon juice thing, we can't recommend it. And I'll talk about why we can't recommend certain things, because I know that really frustrates you. So if you think you've been exposed or you have been okay, so if you think you've been exposed, you need to immediately go get tested. If you can't get tested, you go into isolation. And you need to let your close contacts or anybody you've been around know that you were told you might have been exposed and now you have to be in isolation. Okay? Now you get your test. Go, you do your drive-up thing, you get your test. Test comes back. Some of you guys are getting it back in 24 hours. Some of you guys are getting it back in like 5-6 days, which I don't ask. I'm very frustrated by that too. Now you're told you're COVID positive. And you sit there and you go white as a sheet and you're like, now what? All right. So don't panic. The average person with COVID is fine. The majority of people with COVID is fine. However, yes, there is a potential for things to go bad. So the first thing you do is, of course, you isolate. You don't want to expose any other people. You might be healthy, but other people may not be. All right. And then you want to make sure that they contact, they get their testing and all that. You want to notify your boss. Many times you will get paid sick leave from your boss. So then you don't have to start panicking about work and income and all that. You need to isolate. Government wants you to isolate. They've tried to, you know, make it easier for you to do that. Then don't start hitting the carbs or starting to gargle with alcohol. Eat healthy. Get some good soup and vegetables and balanced diet in. Make sure you're resting. You know, make sure you're still taking care of yourself. Then, a big question I have is, what about vitamin C? What about vitamin D? What about zinc? So a lot of people, they want to take something. Okay, they just don't want to have chicken soup. They want to start pumping their body with vitamin C and zinc and D and all sorts of stuff, okay? Here's the problem with that. Remember when people were running and getting vitamin D and then they were taking too much and then we were worried about their kidneys? Okay, what we do in a hospital setting is a lot different than what we could recommend people do on their own. I'm already seeing that there's shortages of vitamin C. And there's shortages of famotidine. Famotidine is an antiplatelet. Well, it will lower the platelets, but it's a famotidine is Pepcid. It's a stomach acid reducer. We found clinical studies to show that famotidine may help stop the clots. That doesn't mean anybody at home with mild COVID should be on those things. Now, there is a doctor from Eastern Virginia Medical School who suggested taking some vitamin C, taking vitamin D, taking zinc, you know, but according to the NIH and Brigham Young and Mass General and most of the other institutions, they said there is no evidence for you to do anything while you're waiting for it to get worse and to just isolate, stay home, hydrate, etc. So we doctors can't recommend you go in and pump in vitamin C, zinc, and all that because vitamin C tablets could cause kidney stones. You know, I would rather you drink orange juice or, you know, sugar-free, or I'd rather you get, you know, healthy vegetables and fruits that have vitamin C in you. Your vitamin D, if it's deficient, you should already be on something for vitamin D. So before you get diagnosed with COVID, you better, one, make sure your vitamin D is up and good. Make sure you don't have high blood pressure. Make sure you don't have diabetes. That's probably one of the best things you could do pre-COVID. Number two is let your doctor know if you were exposed so that if they do have a plan on where you should go, you could already map that out. Don't call the insurance and be on the phone when there's an emergency. Know exactly what hospital to go to if you do have to go. And then look for those symptoms that look severe. You start having chest pain. You start having some shortness of breath. You're really fatigued. You have a high fever. You feel weak, confused. Don't screw around. Get yourself in to be seen. All right? 1-877-DOC-DALLY. Don't go away. Hi, guys. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have kids or grandkids or students who have boo-boos? We all do. And sometimes we need to take care of the cut, the fever, the burn, the tummy ache before we get to a medical provider. Well, me and other physicians have created an easy guide called The Art of the Boo-Boo. The Art of the Boo-Boo helps you with easy bite-sized chapters and guides you through the most common issues infants and kids face. Get it on Amazon or on my website at drdahlia.com at a very low price. Give it to your teacher or family as gifts. The Art of the Boo-Boo. We make it easy. Hey, guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP. As slim as possible.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now, 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now, 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel who's working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. Now, I have a few of your questions that I haven't answered, and I'll try to answer as many as possible. One of you wants to know why you can't start steroids at home to prevent some of the lung issues. Another one of you asked what a cytokine storm is. And one of you asked about melatonin. So let me try to get through all of those. And again, keep the calls coming. Would like to also hear from you at 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So, if I could try to answer them all three in one answer. All right, what happens to you when you go from mild COVID to bad COVID? Well, we think what happens, and we aren't 100%, we think what happens is mild COVID, mild, meaning your body's immune system is keeping up, and you're able to kind of, you know, keep things at bay, and your immune system is trying to knock off the viruses as they come, kind of like at a batting range, okay? Unfortunately, some people go into something called a cytokine storm. Now, remember I told you where there's a real dramatic immune response we believe happens, and maybe even more in men, because they were talking about, this was early on, I talked to you guys about this in March, April, where men seem to be more severely affected than women. And so I wondered if, you know, it's not that men are babies, which a lot of people like to say. I don't think it's that. It's what if they're more prone to these cytokine storms or these drastic, dramatic immune responses? So we don't really have a definition for cytokine storm, but basically it's this hyperactive immune response where your interferons, your interleukins, your tumor necrosis factors, your chemokines, your a bunch of mediators that we use for your immune response starts to be deputized. It's like, I mean, not only did you bring in, you know, a D team or like, you know, bring in like a troop, you brought in a whole army. And, you know, instead of like one company, you brought in the whole army. So if somebody goes into a cytokine storm, it implies that the levels of the immune response, these immune cells are being more hazardous to the host than helping them. And unfortunately, the more goo and the more inflammation you make, the harder it is to breathe. Now, that's why we use steroids. So one of our listeners asked about, okay, what about steroids? Why don't we start steroids right away? Well, this is the trick, okay? Steroids suppress your immune system. Steroids may help with some of these quote-unquote storms that people get. You know, if their immune response goes haywire, steroids suppress the immune system. But if you have mild COVID, or if you have the type of COVID where your body is nailing it, you don't want to screw that up. That is not the time to start messing with your immune system. Now, can doctors time it? Can they figure out when you might go into this, you know, storm? I don't know. You know, my guess is I believe that we can tell when there's early responses to this. But if somebody's healthy and they're doing fairly good and they just have the mild fever and the mild fatigue and the mild body aches, most doctors do not want to mess with your immune system. So now what happens in the hospital? Well, all right. So in the hospital, they're going to add a variety of things, all right? They're going to make sure they give you oxygen. They want to keep your oxygen up. They will probably start you on famotidine, and famotidine is the antacid that has been shown to be very helpful when it comes to blood clots. If you have, you know, more severe COVID, we'll put you on a blood thinner. I mean, we will not mess around. Then they're going to put you on steroids. Methylprednisolone, maybe 40 milligrams twice a day, something like that. They might even have to increase you to 80 milligrams, I mean, which is a high-dose steroid. They'll probably put you on vitamin C, put you on zinc. There's been some discussion about melatonin, vitamin D, and then they might start you on remdesivir. And remdesivir, we've talked about, that now seems to be the poster child for what we use to treat this. They will not put you on Tamiflu. They will not put you on the antiviral Tamiflu. We have not seen Tamiflu work. They will not put you on Plaquenil or hydroxychloroquine. They're not going to do that. Because, again, there could be side effects. Ivermectin, which is an antiparasite, we've seen some promise with. But blood thinners, steroids, they'll probably put you on azithromycin, an antibiotic. We've seen positive results with azithromycin, zinc. We did see some positive results with hydroxychloroquine, but because some people might have cardiac issues, a lot of the hospitals have stopped it. They don't want to mess with it. Then, of course, they put you on oxygen, and then they will transfer you to an ICU if they believe that that is where, unfortunately, things are going. So I've even seen cholesterol medication statins being used. I've seen them use statins. I've seen them use thiamine, you know, B vitamins. You know, they're going to throw everything at you that they don't think will hurt. Now, why? You know, what's going on here? You know, Plaquenil helped people. Why aren't we using Plaquenil? Well, the problem in medicine is, unfortunately, not everybody is the same. Everybody is different. And, unfortunately, there's lawsuits. So there's, I think, a case going on right now in New York where somebody had early symptoms. They wanted hydroxychloroquine. The doctors started prescribing it. Patient ended up having a cardiac issue and died, I believe. Now, were they going to have cardiac issue anyway? Or was it from the hydroxychloroquine? We don't know. But because it's already going into a lawsuit, many other doctors are like, you know what? I'm just going to go with what's safe. And it's frustrating. It's really frustrating. So, you know, one of you, again, has asked about the lemon, you know, and you swear by it. Lemon in tea, lemon with you know, in water, things like that, people swear by that. And you know what? I believe it. I believe that if you think that lemon is helping you, I believe it works. The problem is if I'm on air and I tell you guys that if you have COVID to go take lemon and you end up getting worse COVID, I lose everything. I can't do that. All I could say is, guys, take it slow, you know. Don't, you know, be very careful what you read on the internet. Run everything by your doctor. So, vitamin C, we talked a little bit about vitamin C. Vitamin C is always good in terms of fighting infection. Unfortunately, a lot of times with colds, you know, by the time you start to feel sick, it's too late. So then what about preventatively? Well, again, the NIH, the National Institutes of Health, says do not take anything preventatively. We have no proof. And I've seen these vitamin C tablets. They're very chalky. And I really don't want you getting kidney stones because you're taking something that was made with, you know, substrates. However, if you do want to eat bananas, if you do want to eat oranges, if you have good blood sugar, you know, and you do want to increase your fruits and vegetables, by all means, do it. What about vitamin D? Well, if you take too much vitamin D, it could hurt your kidneys. However, vitamin D comes from the sun. Again, I need to be careful. If I tell you guys to all go out into the sun for 10, 15 minutes a day, and then one of you gets skin cancer, I'm in trouble. I mean, that's unfortunately the way medicine is. And I know you want doctors that have cojones. But unfortunately, you know, many doctors who have tried to kind of do things, you know, for the patient, it comes back to bite them. You know, I always thought you'd get sued if you had malicious intent, you know? But if you recommend something, even if you had good intentions and it was from the bottom of your heart and you really wanted to help the person, but that person had an adverse event, that, you know, people want damages. And they say, well, you know, they trusted you and you gave them wrong information. So right now in the hospitals, they're avoiding Plaquenil. They're not giving you lemon juice, but they are. They are doing vitamin C, zinc, vitamin D. Some of them might be doing melatonin, famotidine, remdesivir. Some are getting ivermectin. Some are getting cholesterol medication. Most of them are getting blood thinners if it's severe, oxygen, breathing treatments. And then, of course, there's a process we do with the ventilators. So hopefully you guys don't have to go that far. All right? Hang in there, guys. This is not an easy time. 1-877-DOCTOR-ALLY. Don't go away.
From Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Houseflies defecate every 4 to 5 minutes, spreading diseases and germs. Protect your food and your health with Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic, no batteries required, only $39.95. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The U.S. economy adding 4.8 million jobs last month, sending the nation's jobless rate down to 11.1%. At the same time, the new data released by the Labor Department this morning showing that 1.4 million people filed unemployment claims for the first time last week, as many businesses reversed themselves, closing again because of the surge in coronavirus cases. It marked the 15th consecutive week of unemployment claims that exceeded 1 million. President Trump, though, said the numbers show that the economy is rebounding, and the top U.S. House Republican Congressman Kevin McCarthy agrees.
We're watching this V come back. What I see is we're rebuilding, renewing, and restoring this great nation.
The U.S. Supreme Court has punted a ruling on releasing grand jury testimony from the Robert Mueller Russia investigation, and this is USA Radio News. Republican senators are reportedly considering replacing Columbus Day with Juneteenth as a federal holiday in the United States. The day celebrates the ending of slavery, but some lawmakers don't want it added to the list unless another federal holiday is removed. Wisconsin Senator Ron Johnson saying yesterday that Columbus Day is the one that should go, though he says he's open to other choices. The Mississippi flag has gone from the state capitol there. The flag with the Confederate emblem was removed a day after Governor Tate Reeves signed a measure to do away with it. The push to change the flag coming amid ongoing national discussions about race. MPC International, which operates more than 1,000 Pizza Huts and 400 Wendy's restaurants, says it's filing for bankruptcy. Find us online at usaradio.com.
After about a month of Extendivite, I don't know what it is about the circulation factor. I was able to increase the weight, increase the amount of sets I could do. It has to do with the oxygen getting to the blood. You should market this as an athletic performance. And I don't change anything about my diet or anything. I just thought, what the hell is in this stuff? This is amazing. Bilberry extract has got something called resveratrol in it, which is the same stuff that you get from red wine. It's also good for eyesight. And I was reading that the Royal Air Force during World War II would give their pilots bilberry jam so they could have better night vision stuff. This is amazing.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Maybe, maybe you'll send back to me when I tell you.
All right, guys. We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. All right. So I know many of you have had a lot of things to say about what has been going on over the last few weeks and months in terms of statues being taken down or removed, discussions about, pancake syrup and rice and master bedroom being changed to primary bedroom. And so, we are seeing something historical. We are seeing a, as my friend Eric calls it, a reset. And the more we think about it, the more we find might need to be addressed or may end up being addressed. And so one of the headlines today is Columbus Day may be swapped out for Juneteenth. Now, even though they're separate days, Juneteenth was the day that officially was the emancipation for the slaves in the South. And it is a day that unfortunately is not as recognized as it should be. So there is a huge movement on both sides of the aisle for Juneteenth to become a federal holiday. The problem is I guess you can't just add another federal holiday. I don't understand why just Juneteenth. Just do it. So there's been calls to remove one of the federal holidays. And we're not going to remove 4th of July. We're definitely not going to remove Christmas. We're not going to remove, you know, New Year's. So they want to remove Columbus Day. Now, Christopher Columbus is credited with finding the Americas, right? You know, with the Nina, the Pinta, and the Santa Maria. And with 1492, Columbus sailed the oceans blue. And Christopher Columbus came to America. Unfortunately, that history is not as clean-cut or Sesame Street as we would like it to be. And for him to come to the Americas with his team and unfortunately take over, bad things, from what we understand, happened to those who were native to the lands. And so many people find when they see Columbus, oh, I'm sorry, it looks like my Facebook Live went out. I apologize, I've got to get this back up and running. Here we go. I apologize. Because I like the videotape. Sorry. Yeah, I tell you, now in this day and age, I mean, you know, we now do phone, we do audio and video, okay? Radio is video as well. Sorry about that. Looks like we cut out. So for those people that do not want to idolize or honor somebody who had a history that was plagued by, you know, not only exploration, but I'm trying to think of very delicate words when people kind of come in and take over. Columbus Day would be on the chopping block. Now, whether I'm for Juneteenth being a federal holiday, I think that is absolutely fantastic. I just think let's just add it as another holiday. But this is really interesting about Columbus Day because people are talking about changing Columbus, Ohio, the name for Columbus, Ohio. And then, you know, maybe Columbia. I mean, there's a lot of terms now that might be related to Christopher Columbus that we didn't even think about. Just like Master. You know, Master, when we saw the Houston group of realtors decide to change, you know, Master Bedroom, which I've never really liked that term, Master. You know, and you know why? Because, oh my gosh, I got so sick of I Dream of Jeannie. Yes, Master. Yes, Master. Which, by the way, you would wonder why, you know, people are still watching I Dream of Jeannie. But, okay, I get it. I get it. I was never really interested in that. I didn't like Larry Hagman. I thought the other guy was cute. When I was little, I thought his, gosh, Bill or something? The guy with the brown hair I thought was cute. Anyway, so if we're going to be now getting rid of the term master, then we need to change master locks. We need to change, you know, a lot of things. Grandmaster, there's a lot of terms that have master in it that probably then would also go out the door. Same thing with Dixie. The Dixie Chicks decide to name themselves the Chicks. I think Chicks also is not, Chick, I think, is also a little bit degrading, you know, but they want to call themselves the Chicks, you know. But when you start to look at that, and you look at Dixie Cups and Winn-Dixie, there's a huge shopping market chain called Winn-Dixie. When you start to look at, well, we're going to change this, so then why aren't we changing this? Why aren't we changing this? You can't stop. Now, that's no excuse to not, you know, address and evaluate what we may have, you know, in our beautiful country that's causing discord, that's causing bad emotions. But the question people have is, when is this going to stop? And you keep seeing on the internet, the flag's next, the flag's next, the flag's next. Well, you know, all right, I don't see, and, you know, and maybe I'm wrong, I don't see how the 50 stars and the stripes, you know, would be at risk of being taken down. But then again, Washington, D.C., District of Columbia, might not be Washington, D.C. anymore. If Joe Biden wins the presidency, then there is going to be another vote to change it to the Commonwealth of Douglas and to make Washington, D.C. a state, removing Columbus, and then now having a state. Well, now we have an extra star. We need to figure out where to put that extra star. And my guess is the flag is going to change. So is this normal for countries? I haven't really been, you guys know more about history than I do. I study history, but I study a lot of like medical history, and I study certain parts of history. But, you know, do countries do this? Is this something that countries do where, you know, they, you know, reset, they realize that, you know, it's a different era, you know, and, you know, they take down anything that was Hitler and, you know, or Stalin or Lenin, you know, or, you know, do we figure out a way to embrace our history, yet not, you know, force people to look at something that, that stirs emotions or brings up a past that they don't want to be affiliated with? You know, the more you look and the more you dig at America's roots, unfortunately, America was built at a time when slavery was pervasive. And I wish we could change that. And we can't change history. But does that mean we get rid of the dollar bill? Does that mean we get rid of the, you know, all our money? Does it mean we get rid of the flag? Does it mean we, you know, get, I mean, you know, how do we move forward? And all I'm seeing on the internet is this needs to come down, this needs to come down, or no, you know, we need to stop things from coming down. We need to, you know, and I don't really see a middle here, maybe because there isn't a middle. But, if you have a growing population in America that does not want to see, you know, or be reminded of Woodrow Wilson, and there's, and again, I don't really have a lot of, you know, evidence here to, but, you know, there's rumors that there was some, you know, Ku Klux Klan ties, you know, do they really want, you know, to live in a country that idolizes that? And, you know, are our presidents saints? You know, I think we should honor anybody that served this country, but the truth of the matter is the average president had a past that was not crystal clear and was not clean. Whether it was adultery, whether they had to screw people over to get to the top, whether there was something, you know, illicit in their election. And so I'm concerned that we may never approach perfect because the average politician, the average person who explored, the average person that had to take over or win a war, you know, had to do things that weren't, you know, pristine. And so I don't know what the answer is. Nobody wants the history to be erased, but we do owe it to our citizens to have memories and honors that don't, you know, insult them, that don't, you know, remind them of a time when they were repressed. And we should be able to honor everybody's heroes. So that's where it gets tricky. 1-877-DOC-SALLY.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely. Hi guys, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have kids or grandkids or students who have boo-boos? We all do. And sometimes we need to take care of the cut, the fever, the burn, the tummy ache before we get to a medical provider. Well, me and other physicians have created an easy guide called The Art of the Boo-Boo. The Art of the Boo-Boo helps you with easy bite-sized chapters and guides you through the most common issues infants and kids face. Get it on Amazon or on my website at drdahlia.com at a very low price. Give it to your teacher or family as gifts. The Art of the Boo-Boo. We make it easy.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REAL-WTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REAL-WTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now. 1-855-REAL-WTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So, and I apologize if I mispronounce her name, Ghislaine or Ghislaine. I think it's Ghislaine Maxwell. She, I have no idea why she hadn't been arrested yet, but finally she has been arrested. She was Jeffrey Epstein's alleged madam and friend of Prince Andrew. And she had been arrested in New Hampshire by the FBI on child sex trafficking charges. Is supposed to appear in court today. She was arrested in England. She's 58 years old. She was arrested in Bradford, New Hampshire. She was arrested here in America. I apologize. New Hampshire. Sorry. There's a Hampshire, England. And so because I'm getting this with Daily Mail, and Daily Mail is a British paper, so I thought it happened in Great Britain and Prince Andrew. Forgive me. All right. She was arrested in New Hampshire. She is now in custody. She has been charged with 6 counts, including trafficking minors for sex and perjury for denying it. Charges go back as far as 1994, involves 3 victims, the youngest of which was only 14 years old. Maxwell apparently, quote-unquote, groomed her. The indictment claims she groomed the girls for sex with Epstein and with her in New York, Florida, London, and New Mexico. Apparently he had places in New Mexico, Florida, London. There's a show about him on Netflix. I couldn't watch after the first episode, but it was hard to watch. But I'm watching just even the first episode going, why isn't Maxwell behind bars? I don't get it. Now, since Jeffrey Epstein had been arrested, we hadn't seen much of her. He ends up, quote unquote, killing himself in jail, which was very, very confusing because I think he had a hyoid bone fracture and it looked like he was strangled. But apparently the guards, the 2 specific guards that, you know, just happened to be on that night had to be on break, and I don't know what the heck happened. Anyway, and I don't think anybody is going to know what happened. So we're concerned that something salacious might have happened, but it's, again, that's all alleged. So the reports are that he committed suicide. Prince Andrew got caught up in this. He's been accused of having sex with Virginia Roberts in 2000. Roberts was only 17. They had a night out. And he had been accused of that, as well as just, you know, being in pictures and associated with Maxwell and Epstein. So the FBI took her into custody in Bradford. It's a small town in New Hampshire. And she is due to appear in federal court. Grand jury returned a 6-count indictment against her, which accuses her of enticing underage girls to travel for sex, engaged in illegal sex with them and Epstein, later lied to investigators when she was being sued by Miss Roberts, one of Epstein's accusers, who says she also had sex with Prince Andrew when she was 17. Now, the charges include that, we just kind of reviewed those, so there's no other charges besides that, that she groomed 3 girls, encouraged them to travel to meet Epstein, and then lied in depositions. From what we understand, we keep hearing ties to Bill Clinton, and it is all alleged, and I believe there's been nobody that has come out to say that there was any wrongdoing on his part. And this whole Jeffrey Epstein scandal and trafficking and all that brings, unfortunately, a lot of the disgusting reality that happens in some of these circles. And, you know, because people are wealthy and they have a lot of power and they have good attorneys and all that, that, you know, people who try to speak out or they, you know, try to, fight somebody as powerful as them, they just kind of get blown off. Some of the early accusers had said that early on in the criminal case, before it ever, you know, became a criminal case, they had said that they were one of the young girls was, I guess, in school, and a schoolmate said, "Hey, do you want to make some money?" And you know, this was in Florida, and you know, she needed money. She's like, "Well, what do I have to do?" Like, "Oh, we just have to, you know, give a massage." Oh, a massage, that's it? You know, and she was, you know, young and innocent, and I would have probably been like, well, that's interesting, but I'm not really good at massages. I probably would have said no. But, you know, if you're thinking, okay, well, that's all I have to do is give a massage. Sounds like good money. Some rich guy wants a massage. Well, you know, rich people are quirky like that. Fine, why not? So she goes, and then they tell her that she has to take off her clothes when she does a massage, and then some things happened, and when they went to the police, you know, originally, not much got done. You know, it wasn't until later that people started to investigate. And then, you know, he was, I believe, arrested and tried and charged, and not much came out of that. So, you know, why was Maxwell involved? How could another woman traffic? And mind you, there's amazing men out there, but, you know, you would think that there's a sisterhood, that, you know, women, you know, would protect other women, and they would, you know, having been a girl themselves, and it's just not the case. Yeah, I have been around now long enough to know that some of my worst enemies are definitely not men. They're, you know, of the female side. And you wonder, you know, what about sisterhood? What about, it doesn't exist. Which is why when people talk about tribalism and say, you know, girls need to be around girls and boys need to be around boys, I didn't feel that way. When I was a kid, I just, you know, I felt like the girls were going to be meaner to me. And I felt like, and I wanted to hang out with the guys. The guys just, to me, I felt safer. Unfortunately, that was a mistake I had made, because then when I got assaulted, again, it was because I felt safer with the guys. And that was, unfortunately, a bad reality. But to think that as long as a woman and a girl is among other women, they're safe, no. And if Maxwell is found guilty of, you know, prostituting and you know, or pimping young girls out, that is something that I think all these, young women need to realize, that some of your, you know, your worst enemy or people who could entice you, you know, could be somebody that you think, you know, is your, you know, foremother or your mentor or whatnot. You know, it's interesting. You know, when I have, or when I had my practice, and I would be doing physicals on, you know, young kids, right, boys, girls, whatever, I wanted to teach them about stranger danger. Now, they know stranger danger, like, no, if it's a stranger, you know, don't go to him. I go, okay, so, you know, if there's a man, you know, and, you know, he asks you to come over for some ice cream, no, stranger danger. Okay, now, what if it's a woman that comes to you, and she says her little kitty cat is hurt? Oh, okay, well, then, yeah, I'll help. No, she's still a stranger. And they look at me, but they go, but it's a woman, and she has a kitty cat. Unfortunately, a lot of times when crimes would happen and people would get abducted, they would use a woman. In Vegas, we had years ago a piece of person dress up as a police officer to try to entice kids to come over. And, you know, we didn't know what to do with, you know, I'm telling my kids, look, you know, if you're in danger, you go to a police officer. But then what do you do if there's a police officer that, you know, is a fake police officer, or, you know, so it's, unfortunately, it's not, there, you can't just teach a child or a young girl, you know, this person's okay, this person's not okay. And you almost have to kind of teach them a distrust, an absolute distrust. And we want to trust, you know. We want to find, you know, mentors and female figures or male figures that we could, you know, bond with, and we can, it's amazing, you know, having had students, you know, people like to have a barometer. They like to see somebody that they want to be and then start emulating and learning from that. And a lot of us do that. And so you have a successful, beautiful woman like Maxwell who says, you know, look, you know, stick with me, kid, you'll go places. And unfortunately, allegedly, these kids get caught up in a sex trafficking ring. It's just heartbreaking. Just heartbreaking. 1-877 Doc Sally, don't go away.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need. You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.